'08 out. So we had. We had five subjects that we discussed that were connected over here. Let's put them up.
We have a subject in our lives. There's an our lives of the Tisanta, like this Rabbana and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiuda, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiuda. But you need Bito, for it's not a Nasa Lufa Naisai. By Tumu Ritzutsu, by Tumu Snakes, Tumu Babayas. Bias, you fill the bias up with also returners, so rather than say you need bit or base, it's enough. And then they also look for nicely and upper staff. They were singing by us in Sukkah. A bias by the Sukkah of Alan Mikhov. You might have been reminded it was Tevin. We have a Gemara in Erevin by the Haritz. You want to fill it up with offer. Yeah, you learned Shabbos of Kuf about a bar that you filled with pears. Marley doesn't say anything about filled with pears, but the Rishonim discuss it. Filled with pears. And we had the Gemara of Rocky in Bar Basra, which we didn't talk that much about, but a little bit about being the Mayat Chaloy. Those are the five subjects that we have touched upon. Now, important to stress, these sugyas, these first three sugyas, the Gemara itself equates. The Gemara equates. Whereas the Gemara by us, the Sukkah, equates the din of Sukkah L'mal Mechav to the Mishnah Olos. That the same Achlaikas Rabban and Rabbeisi in Olos translates, Bonu L'Machlaikas translates to Sukkah. And the Gemara in Erevin, when it talks about filling up a bar with offer, the Mishnah says you can fill up the Charitz with offer. And the Gemara invokes the Machlekes, the Rabban and Rabbi Yisrael, and they also. So those three sugyas, the Gemara itself connects to each other. Which means that these three sugyas are going to be very difficult to separate from each other in lumps. That, you know, maybe it's like different kinds of bitul. The Gemara itself compares the three, so these three are very, very strongly connected. That's where, we're not going to talk about it, I really was asked about it again today, but that's where that sort of went aground, I thought. Because he wanted to separate the Sugya of Charitz and make it different. It's very hard to make it different. The Gemara itself compares it without going into the details. Now, just to fill in some side things over here, we're going to have just a landscape of the Sugya. Charitz, as you say. Fact is, the Mishnah, but the Mishnah Erevin says you could fill the Charitz up with offer, and it doesn't say anything about it. And that's the Gemara's question. Why don't you need bittul? Didn't we learn that Rabbanan say you have to have bittul? So why over there by offer, by the place, don't you have to have bittul? And why over there, there's three, three with some. I'm just going to put it up on the board. So we'll have, you know, just trying to have a clear picture. The word Eivin Taka asks, why don't you need, why does the Mishnah not require, says you fill the Chayritz up with offer, and now the Chatzer has become united, why don't you need bittul? So where's this three theorism? What are the three theorism? Anybody know? What's the first theorist? That the Mishnah is like a base. Second Teretz? So, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiuda over there? Sure. Not to be confused with the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiuda. What? Moksav. And then the third answer in the Gemara,
bias.
That Charitz is different than bias. Meaning, when you fill up a Charitz with offer, it's more, there's, I guess, a stronger presumption that you're going to be mevatel it. That, you know, that it's kilu botel, than you have by a bias. So by bias, you need bitul b'feirish, by the Charitz, that you're mevatel with offer, you don't need bitul b'feirish. The Rambam passing for the third day. Okay, fine. Then another side point. That is, by the Mishnah, what's going on over here in the Mishnah of Barshem, Shemilei, Paris? The Mishnah says, the Gemara rather says, that if you have a Bar Shusaradim, and it has the dimensions of Shusiyocha, 10 Tvachim tall and 4 Tvachim wide, he filled it up with Paris. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara rather says, Hazarik L'Tayche Potter, because the Paris are Mavatul Mechit. So that's the Gemara. So Rishonim asks, yeah, but the Paris, you're going to take the Paris away. Why are they Mevatel Mechitza? Paris doesn't. So what's going on? So also the Fanoise, let's just put the. Get some more room for it. Can you see? So we weren't here. The Rishonim asked, the Rabban, the Rashba. It's the highest. Let us move in here. Well, let's see, maybe we can get it. It's also the Fadai, sorry. It's a heresy way. How do they effectively hear being about to look at something? So the Rabban and the Rashba answer, we'll come back to the Rabban in a second, but the Rabban and the Rashba answer what? Mechitzas and Ikaros. Doesn't matter that I'm going to take the Paris away. Right now, they obscure the Mechitzas. And there's a din that the Mechitzas have to be Nikaros. It's important halacha later on, maybe. So just a little bit days we'll come back to that. But our component around the Rashba say, you need Mechitzas and Nikaros, and Mechitzas. And that's the answer. So you don't have to have Bittul, you don't have to have anything. The fact is, right now, 5 minutes, it's full of Paris. So right now, it's better to take the Pontic because you don't have Mechitzas and Nikaros. Rav Ben Hananel and Rav Haggai had a different answer. The what?
Yumavato.
Yumavato. Shibito, he was Mavato. He asks the Rambam and the Rashba, I is Bokla Daitoi. So what did they answer? Shabbashai, the Rashba answers. The Rashba answers on behalf of Rav Haggai, that Shabbos Shaini. Very not clear what that means. By Shabbos, I don't care about Bokla Daita. That's very obscure. Like, why not? So here we have the Avi Ezri. This is where the Avi Ezri came in. The Avi Ezri said that Rav Haggai and Rav Hanano, they're also going with Mechitzas and Ikaros. They also have to come on to that basic distinction. The only thing is that whereas the Rabban and the Rashba themselves hold Mechitzas and Ikaros, the territory by itself, they don't even need Bittul. The Mechitzas are obscure. Rav Hanan and Rav Haggai hold that you can't just put Paris in for 5 minutes and that's called the Yemavato and Mechitzas and Ikaros. They're going to pass by and they're going to be removed in a minute. That doesn't take away the Mechitzas and Ikaros. To be Yemavato and Mechitzas and Ikaros, you need to declare that you're Yemavato with Paris. You're going to leave them there for the whole Shabbos. But the Rashbis are saying, but I don't care about Batla Daikets or Kalodim, because you're not trying to do a Pu'ula, a Chalois in the Paris. If you want to do a Bittul, let's Yemavato with Paris, like turn them into Karka, like that kind of Bittul, like Agamara. That you need, that has to be something to make the chaloisa. It has to be not bottled like so called, it has to be a machshava, that's a kosher machshava. But over there, all you need is to be matu lechitzas and ikaros. According to Rabban Rashi, you don't even need bittul. Even according to Rabban Hanani, you do need bittul, but it's a different kind of bittul. It's just a declaration that I, crazy as I am, I'm going to leave the Paris there for the whole time, and therefore that's sufficient to take off the problem of mechitzas and ikaros. Then there's another answer over there, which is Tosfos.
Maybe the whole din we had in Rabbeinu Hanan.
What?
The whole din that we had in Rabbeinu Hanan was there, was whether or not to apply that Svar of the Aviyazu to the case of Erevin by Mitzvah.
Yeah, I'll come back to that in a second. And then finally, at the Teretz of Tosfos, over there in Shabbos, what did Tosfos answer?
It's
Tevel. So it's Muksa. Which is obviously similar, taken from the Gemara in Erevin. Now, the Chosek question, which you also talked about, according to the Rabban and the Rashba, that you don't need Bittul, but just the fact that the Paris are there, it takes off the Mechitzas and Ikaros. So why don't you say, so why in Erevin do you need Bittul? In Erevin, the Gemara says that for the Union of Avalon, the Charitz, you do need Bittul. Why do you need Bittul? Forget Bittul. I filled the offer, I filled the Charitz up, now there's no longer any Mechitzas and Ikaros. Maybe it's an issue even in Rav Chaim Rabbeinu Hanan or Rav Haggai, because you see it's a weak kind of bittul over there. But in the Rambam and the Rashba, it's for sure an issue. They say you don't need bittul at all. You just take away the mechitzas and ikaros. So how do they explain the Gemara in Erevin? So you have to say that you only need mechitzas and ikaros by a mechitza that's separating Rishus Rabbim and Rishus Yochim. So it has to be nikkur. Maybe it's nikkur to the Menei Rishus Rabbim. Again, we'll see later on the day. But in a charitz, it's only dividing two chatzeres that are both rishus hayochid. There's no requirement of mechitzas and ikaros. So that's why you just have to destroy the mechitzas. To destroy the mechitzas, you have to have actual bit. Okay, that's the landscape, the five sukkahs that we have now. Go to the side. You also.
out of Machlekes Yishayim, basic Machlekes Yishayim in our sugya, not only in our sugya, in all three of these sugyas, which the Gemara explains, we talk about bittul, when the Rabbanim say you need to have bittul, and the basis no, it's enough just Ein Asa B'Fanoisai. What does the mean? What does bittul mean? And how does it differ from Ein Asa B'Fanoisai? So the Shita of Rashi, right? Tori ladies went to my office and in the drawer. The drawer like this drawer, you know, that's under this little more. Anyway, the sheet of Rashi. Let's imagine it says Rosh. The Ran. Sheet of Rashi, the Rosh and the Ran, is that bittul is the shiva. In the case of sukkah, it's the shiva. Obviously, translates in Shabbos, it's for Shabbos. By tumah, it translates, like the Ran says, to koz man shah tumah shom. But it's for the duration of the time that I need the bittul. And the shita of the Rabbiya, the Rabbi Nachmanano, and the Ritva, is that you need bittul. Okay, let's do it all. Very good. Rashi, the Rosh, the Ran, say bittul is Mazayit. And the Rav Yah, the Ben Chanaro, and the Ritva say bittul is la'ilo. From that, we have another machlokes. What's the difference between bittul and Ein Asa L'Fanoisai? According to Rashi, the Rosh, the Ran, bittul is bepeh, and Ein Asa L'Fanoisai is the one that's not bepeh. According to the Rav Yah, the Ben Chanaro, and the Ritva, as the Ritva speaks out, not everybody speaks this out, but the Ritva speaks out. You don't have to say anything about bittul b'peh. You don't have to invent bittul b'peh. And the Ritva doesn't think bittul b'peh really makes any sense. Why should you need the payment? Rather, the difference between bittul and Ein Asa L'Fanoisai is that bittul is la'olam, whereas Ein Asa L'Fanoisai is merely l'zman. I also spoke out at the end, the last day, yesterday, that the Rambam is mashma that he holds like Rabbeinu Chananel in the Ritva. That bittul means la'olam and it does not have to be b'peh. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, I think it was Perek Dalet, and the Rambam brings down the halachos of our Gemara, so the Rambam says that if you want to raise the floor of the Sukkah with Tevin or Ofer, so you have to be mabatlet. You can do it with bittul. But Ofer Stam doesn't work. So the question was, you know, if he's speaking out that Ofer Stam doesn't work, why doesn't he speak out even a bigger chiddush that Ein Asa L'Fanoisai also doesn't work? Like, Ein Asa L'Fanoisai is better than Stam. So the Rambam should have said, you have to do bittul, and Ein Asa L'Fanoisai doesn't work, and Kol Shekhin that Stam doesn't work. The Rambam skips the Ein Asa L'Fanoisai. It just says, you need to do bittul, and Ofer Stam doesn't work. Very, very strange. It's very strange. So I said, Poshup Shah. The Rambam held that bittul means la'ilam. And Ein Asa L'Fanoisai, that's all it means, not prepare anything. Bittul means la'olam. And Ein Asa L'Fanoisai means for sukkahs. You're not gonna leave it there till after sukkahs. So the Rambam said you need bittul, you have to leave it there forever. He doesn't need to speak out, and therefore leaving it there for a week doesn't work. Obviously, if the Rambam just said you have to leave it there forever, then leaving it there for a week doesn't work. But I might still have thought that maybe Ofer Stam does work, because maybe Ofer Stam, we presume that it's la'olam. So Rambam said, no, that's not true. Ofer Stam does not have the presumption of la'olam, and therefore doesn't rise to the level of bittul. Ofer Stam is equivalent to Ein Asa L'Fanoisai, but it's not the equivalent of bittul. I think that's just Pashup Shat and Rambam. No lumbas, nothing fancy. I think that's the Pashup Shat and Rambam. But from that we could be medayik that the Rambam holds that bittul is not some kind of extra deeper that you have to say. Deeper, just bittul just means la'olam. I might have thought Ofer Stam is also la'olam. Kamash mon, Ofer Stam is not la'olam. So I thought we could put the Rambam up with the Rabbeinu Chananel under it.
Okay. Then we discussed, what's the Svara of Rashi and the Rosh and the Ran, that Bittul is only Meshiva? Manashuch, if Bittul has to be, doesn't have to be Lo'olam, then maybe it could be for 5 minutes. What's the logic of saying you could be right? You can't be Mevatel Tevin. You don't have. It's not necessary to be Mevatel Tevin Lo'olam. Not necessary to leave it there Lo'olam. Just have to be Mevatel it for 7 days. What's that for 7 days? What does the Tevin care about Sukkos? If Bittul could be Chal for a short period of time, so why can't I just be Mevatel it for right now? And right now I'll have a Sukkah Sheva. I need my Sukkah right now for 15 minutes. I'm divided away. I'm going to my father-in-law for the rest of Sukkos. I just need it today. So I'll be Mevatel Tevin for today. That doesn't seem to work, according to Rashi. You need to have a bittul for 7 days. What's the yichus of 7 days when it comes to bittul? Or Shabbos, all of Shabbos when it comes to Shabbos and so on. Like, where did they, what's the svara behind that? First of all, where did they know it from? But also, what's the svara behind it? So where they knew it from, that Rabbi Kvega addressed. Kvega said they knew it, Rashi and the Rosh, they knew you need all 7 days, because if you only needed 1 day, so then why would you need bittul at all? At least on Yom Tov, why would you need bittul at all? The Gemara says you need bittul, it doesn't say, well, only on Chol HaMoed. It says you need bittul, even on Yom Tov you need bittul. Why do you need bittul on Yom Tov? It's muktzah. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says that muktzah is like bittul. So from there, Rashi knew that here you need bittul for 7 days. So muktzah is not going to give it to me, because muktzah is only for 1 day. I need 7 days. So you have to have, that's how they knew you need 7 days. But what's the logic? That's how they knew it. But what's the logic of requiring 7 days? So this is where we started to develop one of the basic lumdus of the sugya. We didn't invent this lumdus. Shach talks about it and others, but Chaim already has the chakira. But this is what we started to talk about, that there's two different ways to understand the idea of bittul. There's one way to understand bittul, that it's you're being mevatel the tevin itself. You're making the tevin ka'afadar, like bittul chametz. You're making it ka'afadar. So the Marik, the Farish, equates bittul of tevin of bittul to bittul chametz. I mean, you're saying that by me the tevin is so not chashuv that by me it's part of the ground, it's bottom to the ground, and therefore it becomes like just ara smichta, just becomes part of the ground. That's one way to understand bittul. The alternative is to say, no, I'm not making the tevin part of the ground. It's not necessary for me to make the tevin part of the ground. I'm just saying I'm immobilizing the tevin, and by immobilizing the tevin mentally, I'm immobilizing the tevin, and by doing so, I'm in might the available space of the sukkah, and I'm in might the cholol of the sukkah, or the cholol of the mace, or the cholol of the charis. So I wanted to. So that's the chakira. It's the fundamental chakira in the sukkah, and we could find this chakira in many places. We saw that we have the marig compares it to bittul chametz. You see where he's holding in this, where he's standing in this on this chakira. We had the machlekes, the hashlama, and the meiri. It's b'kitzin numerous. We had machlekes l'ashlama, the ashlama in the meiri. The ashlama asked, even if you mevatel tevin, but what is held to the mechitzas? The mechitzas are still kvad. They're still 20 amos tall. They're still more than 20 amos tall. You raise the mechitzas are sitting on the ground. The mechitzas are not sitting on the tevin. So how does it take off the problem of kvad? And the ashlama answers, and in the chrami, if it doesn't, and our whole sugis got not going like rubber. And the Meiri says, not a kasha at all. When you have a vatal tevin, it becomes kaka gomer. So the mechitzas are about a measure from the kaka. So he said, what's the nekudas hamachlekes? This is the nekudas hamachlekes. The hashlama held that the bittul is just a bittul in the cholol. So it is, what's the space of the sukkah? That's negated to the person sitting in the sukkah. Is he shalta ve'ena in the schach? Is he nene from the tzel? Because the cholol, he's sitting in the bottom of the cholol of the sukkah. But the mechitzas are on the ground. The tevin doesn't become the ground. And the Meiri holds the tevin becomes the ground. So now, if the tevin becomes the ground, and if how do you measure the mechitzas from the tevin, not from, these mechitzas happen to go underground, but that about it doesn't. When you measure mechitzas, you don't look at the underground part. You measure the mechitzas from the ground and up. Well, the ground is over there. So anyway, we see this rishayim already. This is Rabbeinu Menoyach, which I didn't mention this year, but it's very interesting. Rabbeinu Menoyach says you're not allowed to be mevatel the tevin on Shabbos because it's bainah. Also seems to be with the Havon, it's not just a miyut in the cholo, but your mamash turning the tevin into kat. So I wanted to suggest, and maybe that's in the kudus hamachlekes over here, but between these Rishonim. If the Bittul has to be Poyel, if the Tevin becomes Karka, like Bittul Chometz, so it's Mistabe, it has to be Loyal. Bittul Chometz, it has to be Loyal, but Shemani can be Bittul Chometz just for 7 days. But how do you want the Tevin to become? You want to transform the Tevin into Karka. You have to say that by me, the Tevin is nothing. The Tevin has no Chashivas by me at all. It's Kafir B'dalma. So that has to be Loyal. If, on the other hand, all you're trying to do is to be Maid the Cholo, so then we could say that you only have to be Maid the Cholo for the duration of time that the Cholo is going to exist, or going to exist in a halakhically meaningful sense. So Cholo Sukkah is only for 7 days. We have to Sukkah, it's not a Sukkah anymore. Cholo Sukkah is for 7 days. If I put something there and I immobilize it for 7 days, I was Maid the Cholo La Sukkah. You know, the Cholo of the Tumah is only called Mancha Tumah Shom. And if I have something that's going to be immobilized for the duration of Kol Zman Shatum Hashem, I was in Mait, the Cholol of the Tumah. And the Charitz as well, here we need a little, we have to masber a little bit, the Mechitzis of the Charitz are only Mechitzis if they set off a Cholol, if they set off an empty space. If there's no empty space, Mechitzis have to be Goyder and Mokum. If I destroy the Mokum, then the Mechitzis lose their significance as well. So I'm a Mali the Charitz, and I immobilize when I put in the Charitz, so there's no Chalal, there's no Mokum in the Charitz. So in Mele, the Mechitzis lose the Mechitzis. So those are the two Stodiha Hakira, and maybe that's the Machlekos here between these Rishonim. Then we had a side problem because it comes out of Stirim Miri. The Miri says it becomes Kaka Gomor, and the Miri says you only need Bittul for 7 days. Yes, now we grapple with it a little bit. And I suggested a Sora didn't actually, we didn't use it so much as Behem Shechasugya. But maybe the Miri holds that there's something different than, there's a kind of Mir Tachalol, it's not exactly Mir Tachalol, but so you're changing the ground level of the Sukkah. So it's also kind of Mir Tachalol, but it's not the Mir Tach, which is a 7 day thing, but it's not the Cholol, because the Cholol wouldn't affect the Mechitzis. You can change the ground level of the Sukkah, and that already affects the height of the Mechitzis. Something like that. Yeah, we never really did that much with that, but it does need to be addressed, because in the Mi'iri, we do see, you know, we see this, we have to do something to fit the Mi'iri into this scheme. But the main point is, the main engine of what we did in the Sugya was this nekuda that the machlekes if you need bittul olam or bittul l'shiva revolves around this issue. To transform the tevin into afadara, you need a bittul olam. To be ma'at the cholo, you only need to be ma'at the cholo for the duration that the cholo that this halachic cholo is going to be here. The cholo at sukkah is only here for 7 days. After that, it's not sukkah; it's not a sukkah. The cholo of the reshusa of the reshus that the mechitzas create is only for Shabbos. The chol of the tumah is only called mamshat tumah shom. So that's all you need is to immobilize for the duration of that time. Lefize, I suggested that we can be miyashiv a steer in the rush, because over here the rush holds that all you need is bittul for 7 days, but by chaloyim. By Chaloyim, there's also Machlekes Rishonim. How much? There you need Bittul. Gemara says you need Bittul. But the Gemara over there never connects it to the Machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. Just they have a sugya about Bittul and the Chaloyim. And there's Machlekes Rishonim. You have to be minded for how long? For the duration of Kol Zman Shatum Hashem, or forever. So the Rosh holds that you have to be minded the Chaloyim forever. Like Taisus also holds the way over there. You have to mite the chaloyim. If you put something in the chaloyim, like you put a nephil in the chaloyim, it's not enough that it's muktzah for Shabbos. Or in muktzah called Mar Shatumah, you know, and the tumah is only going to be there, let's say, for Shabbos. It has to be forever. Shom take for also. So you see that the meat has to be la'ilam. So it's a steer in Rosh. By us, the Rosh says all you need is a meat for 7 days. By chaloyim, the Rosh says you have to have a meat forever. So chor is a steer. So suggested, maybe we can say, Alberach is that in the cases that we're talking about, the cases that the Gemara equates, Oloi, Sukkah, Erevin, all those cases, the Rosh holds us enough to make the Cholol. Make the Cholol of the Sukkah. You make the Cholol of the Oil HaMeis, and so on. So for that, all you need is a bit of Lashiva. But by a Chaloin, it's not enough to make the Chaloin, as Reb Chaim talked about in Stencil, it's not enough to make the Chaloin, because the Tumah can go to make the space of the Chaloin, Tumah can go through a small space. What stops the tumah is that the tumah needs to go through a chaloyim. It can't go through a wall, even if there's half cracks in the wall. It can only go through a chaloyim. So what I need to do is to mevatel l'shem chaloyim. So just remind this, the cholol, the usable space, doesn't take away the shem chaloyim. To mevatel the shem chaloyim, I have to turn what I'm putting in the chaloyim into part of the wall.
That's a miut of transforming it into part of the wall, of making it like of a bitul chometz kind of. That's a bitul like bitul chometz. That has to be lo'olam. So using making this equation that bitul l'shiva is a miut acholo, and bitul lo'olam is a bitul of kaka, not making it kaka, that will help us to be miyasid l'stir in the rosh. The rosh holds you only need bitul l'shiva or bitul l'shabbos, bitul the. That's because in all those cases, the machlekes Rashi, the Rosh and the Ran, this machlekes that we're talking about is a machlekes in the cases of the Gemara Kweis, Sukkah, Olos, and Erevin. That's where we have this machlekes. What does bitul mean? How is it different than also the Panosa? The chaloyin is a different issue. The Gemara itself doesn't connect chaloyin to those cases because it's a different. Perhaps they hold the Rosh could hold. It's a different kind of bitul. In these cases of Olos, Sukkah, and Erevin, it's a bitul in the chalol. That's enough bitul l'shiva. But in the case of the chalon, it's not, because all you need is to be the chalon of the sukkah. I'm in the bottom of the chalon of the sukkah. But in the case of the sukkah, is measured by the chalon of the sukkah. Okay, you have to know what do they do with that shlomo's time, but that's like two sided. That's maybe a shiloh. According to Rashi, the Rosh and the Ran, that the bittul is in the chalon of the sukkah. So what do they do with the time of that shlomo? That's nice for the Reb Zeira and Rabba, you know, Shol Tebeino. But you want to make the mechitzis, astiris klah, so what does it help to make the chol of the sukkah? The mechitzis is still going to be measured from the ground, not from the chol of the sukkah. Here, that was talking about Shlomo's time. I know, yes, Lord of Madover. That's I'm welcome to list God of it, maybe. This, we didn't talk about it at all. If we're right, that the Rashi and the Russian round hold that the bitl works because you make the chol of the sukkah, which is what the Hashlomo holds. But the Hashlomo says, yeah, therefore the sugis are not like Rava. It's very hard to say all these Yishonim hold the sugis are not like Rava. The Rosh passes like Rava. And he passes like Asugi too. So you have to know. So how is he going to explain it? If it's only means in the Cholol, so why does it help to make the Mechitzis into a Rai? The Mechitzis should still be measured from the ground. And even if you say it's in the Schach. But this Schach needs, this Schach is, but Shad is, Schach that needs Mechitzis of Graf. But this schach doesn't need mechitzas of kvah. Because from the schach down to the ground is more than 20 amos. From the schach down to the tevin, the cholol, is less than 20 amos. But from the schach to the ground is still 20 amos. So the chared, this is a schach that still needs mechitzas of kvah. That's really the Hashlamah's time. So the Meiri answered, no, it's kakaka gomer. Yeah, maybe we'll say anyway, grapple with the Meiri. Maybe whatever we did in the Meiri, we'll have to do in the Rosh. Anyway, this is supposed to be a summary of what we talked about already, and this is stuff that I didn't talk about already. I'm just throwing it out there. But I'll put him. This is the main thing. That these Rishonim hold, Rashi, the Rosh and the Ran hold Bittul is the Shiva because they hold it's only me from the Cholim. And Faket, when you remind the Cholim, maybe they're talking need Bittul Olam. Tosis in Bava Vasar also need Bittul Olam. He said that the Nephil over there was Shom Tech for Rosh. The Rosh says, Beferish Nuchlas Tumah, they need Bittul Olam. Yeah, because that's a different Bittul. That's a Bittul to build the Rokok into the Cholim, into the Kosel. Whatever you're putting over there, you're making it part of the Kosel. That requires bitul la'ilam. Over here, just a mi'at ha'chalol doesn't require so much. Interesting, or maybe you should point out, according to the Rebbeinu Hananel and his school, that you do need bitul la'ilam. And I'm explaining, because they hold that the function of the bitul is to transform the tevin into karka. You can't just be ma'at the chol. You have to transform the tevin into karka, and that has to be lo'olam. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't. Rabbi Yossi holds you don't need lo'olam. Rabbi Yossi holds enos l'fanos is enough. So how does that work? So l'chora we have to say, maybe l'chora we have to say that Rabbi Yossi that this is happening in the kutzam achlekes. The rabbanon say that the only way the bittul can work can't just be ma'at the chol. The way the bittul has to work is that you turn the tevin into karka, and that has to be lo'olam. And b'shogof anechelku, the Rabbi Yossi holds no. It's enough to be ma'at the cholol. To be ma'at the cholol, it's enough. And also the fanoisa that this week I'm going to leave it there. It's very, very, very kor of elaseichel to say that that's the nekudas and machlekes.
That's what Rav
Shach
was saying, no?
Rav Shach. Yeah, very similar to Rav Shach said. And then, in a minute, we're going to say it in the ritual also. Okay, now, another major thing that we talked about is that the Rosh brings a raya to his school that you only need bitul l'zman,
You don't need Bittul Olam from the Gemara in Erevin. Because the Gemara in Erevin, which is one of the three Gemaras that the Gemara itself equates, the Gemara in Erevin says that the Chariz, the Gemara asks, the happy Mal of the Chariz would offer, where's the Bittul? And the second Teres the Gemara gave was that it's Muksa, and Muksa is the equivalent to Bittul. He asked Rebbeinu Chananel, even if Muktzah is the equivalent to Bittul, but it's only Bittul Yoma. And we have to have a Bittul, we need a Bittul that's going to be, according to Rebbeinu Chananel, you need a Bittul that's forever. He says, there's a Raya, Rebbeinu Chananel is wrong. All you need is a Bittul Yoma. That's a major question. He said, what does Rebbeinu Chananel do with this Raya of the Rosh? Here we have a Gemara Mefureshes. That Muktzah is the equivalent of Bittul. How can Muktzah be equivalent to Bittul if Bittul has to be La'ola, but Muktzah is only for one day? So we had basically two answers. Rav Yehuda was there, had an answer which we didn't then ran aground. That Mechitzas Shabbos are different with the Sabi Ezri, with the whole Mechitzas Hanikaris and so on. But that's the problem. How are you going to say, this Gemara, the Gemara of Charitz, the Gemara itself equates it to the other kinds of Bittul, to Olos and to Sukkah. You can't say it's a different kind of Bittul, but the Gemara itself, not going into the details of the Kasha. We ask the Kasha more in detail, but general terms, it's hard to tear this Gemara away from the Gemara in Sukkah and the Gemara in Olos. Yeah, so Hadar Kusha, so Melis, so that's the problem, that's the Rosh Hashanah. It says over here that Muks is like Bittul. How can Muks be like Bittul? Or Bittul has to be Olos. So we had two major tears. Teres number one was the Pneya Shur, which is an Echonami. That's the Machlaikis between the three tears in the Gemara and Eirim. The Gemara, the Rav Yosef Yehuda and Eirim, says that Muks is like Bittul, that's what he holds, because you only need Bittul Yoyma. But the other Amaroyim, Rav Ashi, and the other, I forget already who say the other Tirutzim over there, they don't hold like that. They hold that's good for, although, if you only need Bittul Yoyma, then Rav Yosef Yehuda is 100% right. Muks is like Bittul. So why did the other Amaroyim not accept his Teretz? Because they talk about Muks. That's the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshu. Mahalach number two is the Ritva. The Ritva, who holds like Rebbeinu Chananel, says, yes, you need Bittul Olam, but the reason why you need Bittul Olam is Shema Yimalach. But there's no concern of Shema Yimalach, then Bittul Yom also helps. So Muktzah is, there's no Shema Yimalach. So Mele helps even Bittul Yom. So in this Ritva, we had a little bit of a Ritva Zohar. The Pashup Shah in the Ritva, that's the Shosha Zerabana. Chashin and Shema Yimalach. So that's why you have to have Bittul Olam. But at a device level, the Chorah Bittul Yom would work. It's just a Shash. Maybe Shema Yimalach. But if he's not in the Melech, the Chorah Bittul did work. That's the Chorah B'Pshutta, even though the Ritva never says those words. But the Chorah B'Pshutta, that's the Pshat in the Ritva. So that's the case we had a problem. Because, here we go back to the Gemara in Shabbos about Borshan, before that you were Mavala with Peiris. So the Gemara in Shabbos asked, how can the Peiris be Mavatal, the Mechitzis Habor? It's also the Fanois, so you're going to take the Peiris away. 15 minutes later, you're going to take the Peiris away. But how are you Mavatal and Mechitzis? So they quoted the Rabban and the Rashba quote of Rabbi Chananel and their high going that it's talking about that he was mabatul the Paris, on which they ask, it's bokel daite so kolod, and if they have a different answer that it's they have other answers as we saw. So we ask, what's the problem? If you only have to mabatul the Paris for one day, it's bokel daite so kolod. Why can't we? You can't be mivatel Paris in the bar for one day. Where's the bottle that day? So called the mission of Olos. Many Rishonim learn the mission of Olos that by Kree, that, you know, the sefer of the mission of Olos, the Tosis calls. You have a Kree of Tvua, and the Tosis learns the Mishnah, the Rav learns the Mishnah that you were mivatel the Kree. I bottle that day. So called them. The Rav speaks out. No, for one day you can be mivatel the Kree. So over here also, it's so absurd. You can't be mivatel Paris in the bar. You can't say I'm going to leave the Paris here in the bar for one day. So I thought it's a raya that the Ramban and the Rashba hold, like the Ritva, like the Rav Yoh, like the Rebbeinu Chananel, that you need Bittul Olam. Not only that, but it's a raya that they hold you need Bittul Olam midaraisa. Because if you only needed Bittul Olam midarabbanon, midaraisa was enough Bittul for one day, then what's the time of Rebbeinu Chananel? Rebbeinu Chananel says you were mivatel, meaning you were mivatel for one day. I'm Midrabbanan, it doesn't work. But so what? We're not talking about Midrabbanan, we're talking about Midaraisa, we're talking about Hazorik L'Toyche Potter, we're talking about Turk Korban. The Gemara over there about Hazorik L'Toyche Potter is talking about Turk Korban. So we're talking about a Midaraisa level. So on a Midaraisa level, the Rebbeinu Chananel is very good. You were battling for one day, Midaraisa, one day is enough. You see, the Rabban and Rashman hold that you need Bittul Olam Midaraisa. not only midrabbanim. So if that's the case, so we have two problems. Number one, if the rabban are asked only midbitul la'olam midaraisa, so what are they going to do with the Gemara in Erevin? You can't say like the Ritva anymore that really midaraisa you only need bitul zman, bitul la'olam is only shema yimolech, and there is no shema yimolech. The rabban are asked only need bitul la'olam midaraisa. So how are they going to learn the Gemara in Erevin about Haritz? So maybe we'll say that they'll say like the Peshua, that Gemara is only your base of Behuda, the other Gemara of Achayilus, we could go that route. But we had a different problem. Because the Rabban, the Rashba, after they finished with Rabbeinu Chananel, they then called Tosfos, who answered that the case of the Bor with the Peiris is that the Peiris were Tevel and they were Muksa. Rabban doesn't like Tosfos, but Pashas, he doesn't like Tosfos because he thinks it's a Doichik in the Kimto, but not because it's not true in Hilchas Bittel. And the Rashba doesn't even have any particular objection to Tosfos. He has another Teretz, but he's fine with Tosfos. Chorus is Stirim and Eubeg. They just got finished asking Rabbeinu Chananel, it's about the Daiv Eisel Kololim. So you see from there that they hold it, you need Bittel Olam, Bittel Olam Midaraisa. And now they call Tosfos with no particular problems, that Tosfos says that if it's Muksa, it's Kilu Bottle. That's Kilu Bottle for one day, but you just told me you need Bittel Olam. So, this forces us to say, and this is the second major thing that we said in the sugya. The first major thing was just the habam in the machlekes. But what this forces us to say that the olam, the Ramban, and the Rashba hold like the Ritva. Same as mentioned. They hold like the Ritva. That the only reason why you need bitul olam is shema yimolech. And when there's no shema yimolech, like by muksa, then it's enough to have a bitul zman. Yes, but it's only the Rabbanan. Sugi over here is talking, that's a Rabbanadika distinction. Here we're talking, this is Sugi about the Raisa. The Heretz is not a Rabbanadika distinction at all, it's a Raisa distinction. And the Pshat and the Ritva, the Ritva never said the word Rabbanan or Zera. The Pshat and the Ritva is that Bittul Isman doesn't work. The Raisa doesn't work. Because since you could be Nimlach, so it doesn't work to be Mavatl. Bittul Isman doesn't work to be Mavatl, to be Mayat Cholol, because you could be Nimlach. So therefore, we don't assume that's what the machlekes are basing the rabban. The Rabbi says, "Ein also l'fanoi, so you could do a bittul zman. Maybe you'll be nimlach. We don't think you're going to be nimlach. It's good enough. It's remind the chol." And that the rabban disagree. The rabban say, "No, shami yimolach. There's nothing stopping you from changing your mind. Since there's nothing stopping you from changing your mind, so therefore the bittul zman is not able to be effective. And they have to have bittul lo'olam. But it's a derisa of the distinction." Now we still that leads to a question. So what's bittul olam better? If there's a shemi molech by bittul isman, so why isn't there a shemi molech by bittul olam? So you could say balabatish that by bittul olam there's a bigger gemiras das. By bittul isman there's not such a strong gemiras das. By bittul olam there's a strong gemiras das. We're not afraid shemi molech. Could be, but I think it's more attractive to say, based on a whole mahalach over there, bittul isman by definition is a need of the cholam. And bitul olam is like a journey into karka. That's what we've been saying all along. That we can use that as well to explain this nekuda here too. That when you're doing a bitul zman, Rav Yosi is kind of bitul einos v'fanoisi, bitul zman. So that's a mitum de cholo. That I'm taking away the usable space. So if you could change your mind, I didn't make a chalois in the tevin. I'm saying I'm not going to move the tevin. So mil is not enough. That's in my the usable space. If you could change your mind, then that's not called you a mind to chalom. Since there's nothing preventing you from changing your mind, so I can't say that there's no chalom sukkah of lamalim of more than esrim amal. What do you mean? You might change your mind. So I don't see that the space has been removed. But she'enkel yirevatul to olam, that's a different mechanism of bittul. There the bittul is that you're poel a chalois in the tevin that by you it's ka'afr da'ara. If you poel a chalois in the tevin, then I don't care that later you might change your mind. So later, if you change your mind, so dialed sort of a shaita, but right now you are putting the chalais in the tevin, and the tevin becomes kikarka. It's like by bitul chometz, we don't say, well, shemi yimolech. Yeah, maybe shemi yimolech, and maybe then the bitul will be undone, and you'll be over by your abayimotz, it could be. But right now, you are putting the chometz, it's kafadara. So here as well, if you're putting the tevin, it's kafadara, so then it's takabot. But if you're not, if you're only doing a bitul lisman, a bitul lisman is never putting the chometz, it's kafadara. A bitul isman is just you reducing the usable space, So it's only cool that you would reduce the usable space if we're confident that the usable space is not going to reduce. But if you, by tomorrow, move your tenant out, then we don't see that the usable space has been reduced. So there we're not going to have a, there the Shemi Mo, because it is an impediment. That would be an extra revach in using that lumos. Fine, so that was the second thing that the second main thing. And then finally, we talked about the Rambam. Last thing we talked about the Rambam. That the Rambam is goyis in the Mishnah Olos, not ubitloi, bayishmoi, often a service bitloi. The Rambam page of science explains, it means he's mevatel l'bayis. The Rambam the Yad says even further in the Mishnah Olos, that he's mevatel l'bayis and becomes like a galshel service. You turn the bayis into rubble. But doesn't say anything about bitloi, doesn't say you have to do bitloi. But here, it says, bayishmoi, often a service, that itself is mevatel l'bayis. No further destruction necessary. That's it. It's mevatel l'bayis. So number one, has a shimul, but it says in the chasuka. In the chasuka, he says that if you put tevin or offer or tzuris, whatever, in the bottom of the sukkah, you have to do bittul. You don't say automatically it's bittul. You have to do bittul. Number two, as you read the Gemara, the whole Gemara is bitlo yin. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Olos, and the Gemara is medayik bitlo yin loy bitlo loy. It sounds like you have to be mevatel. Let's jump to face all these kashas. So pshat is a very complicated mahal. So I want to say the pshat is pshat. Since we've already established that the Rambam holds, like the Rav Yoh and the Rabbi Hanadol and so on, that bitl means la'olam, and moreover that bitl does not require bepeh. First of all, because if once you hold like Rabbi Hanadol, bitl is la'olam, then chesli need bepeh. Number two, it's meduik in the Ram, you don't need bittul, because that was the Ram that I said before. The Ram says you need bittul olam, and ofer stam is no good. But you have to speak it out. He said that you need bittul, so obviously ofer stam is no good. The same way he didn't have to tell me ein osel lefanoish is no good, he's already told me you need bittul, so ofer stam is obviously no good. The answer is no, it's not so obvious. I might have thought maybe ofer stam is bittul. Well, if you need bittul lepeh, then ofer stam is not bittul. So you see that, the Ram holds, you don't need bittul lepeh. You need to, if you leave it there, that's the bittul. So the definition of bittul is not some kind of magic incantation. The definition of bittul, or a bittul bepeh, the definition of bittul is that you're going to leave it there forever. So mimela, that's the pshat in the Mishnah Olos. The Mishnah Olos says bayishay be mileo often a tzuris bitloy, meaning you were mevatel the bayis, like the Rambam says, you made it into a gausel shel tzuris. That's obviously talking about that you left it there forever. First of all, this passage obviously left it there forever, just in a balabatah shalom. Because if you left it there because it wouldn't make sense, just intuitively, it doesn't make sense to say you're mevatel l'bayis if you fill it up with offer for a day. You fill your bayis up with service for a day, that means you mevatel your bayis and it became a galus of service. It's very rochek min ha-seichel to think that. Moreover, with the lumos that we've been saying all along, it's clearly that way. Because if filling the bayis up with offer of service is mevatel l'bayis, that only makes sense because we're saying that the tevin and tzuris become karka. If it's just a mute of the available space, why is that mevatel l'bayis? It's mevatel l'bayis because I turned the tevin into solid rock. So now my bayis has become a galsal tzuris. So I'm being peil l'chalois that it's mevatel l'bayis. I'm being peil l'chalois in the tevin and the offer of the tzuris that it becomes karas michta. So now my house is just solid. It's just a hill. I turned my house into a hill. So that's a bitul of being peil l'chalois in the thing itself. That has to be la'olam. That makes no sense if I'm only doing it l'zman. So therefore, even though the Mishnah doesn't say the words bitul, it doesn't have to say the words bitloy. It says the words bitloy, it doesn't say u'bitloy, I was mevatel. Because being mevatel just means that I'm leaving it there forever. Well, that's obviously the case, because the Mishnah says, b'yishmoy offered service bitloy, you were mevatel, by filling up with offered service, you're mevatel l'bayis. Obviously, you're filling up with offered service for keeps. Because otherwise it wouldn't be mevatel l'bayis. That's his pshat in the Mishnah Olos. And that's gufa pshat in the Gemara. That's how it says bitlo yin loy bitlo loy. That from the fact that it says that it's mevatel l'bayis, I see that bitl is, that the only way for the tumah to become mitzutzah is to be mevatel l'bayis. And to be mevatel l'bayis means I'm leaving offer service there forever. Because if I'm not leaving there forever, it's not mevatel l'bayis. And that's not like a Yosi.
Because if Yosef says this, then I'll say Enosu Lefanoise. Enosu to me, that the Cholol is not Mavatul Levites. Again, we can plug it in, we can say it intuitively without the Lomus, but it's very Gishmak with the Lomus we've been saying all along. Anything that's a Pai, anything that's a fool in the Chalois of the Tevin to make it into Karka, has to be Lo'elu. To leave it in there for a day is not going to turn the Tevin into Karka, any more than they would turn Chomets into Afrodara if you just had Bittul for a day. I found it has to be Lo'elu. And that's because of Pshat and Yomar. If the Mishnah says, Bai Shimlei offer a choice, the reason why it becomes a Tumor Tzutz is because you're Mavatul Labayis. But if you're not Mavatul Labayis and it's not a Tumor Tzutz, then obviously we're talking about turning the Tevin into Karka. Well, that requires leaving the Tevin there forever, or leaving the offer and Tzutz there forever. And that's the Loikir of Yosi, because Rav Yosi says, no, it's enough, I know it's enough, I'm just going to leave it there, Kozman Shatum Hashem. Kozman Shatum Hashem doesn't turn the Bayis into a Galsul Abonim. Kozman Shatum Hashem is just Mayat Techol. And that's Kufa the Machlekes from the Rabban and Rav Yosi. And here you see again, that's Kufa the Machlekes from the Rabban and Rav Yosi. The Rabban hold you have to be Mavatul Labayis. That means you have to leave it there forever. And Rav Yosi says, no, it's enough, I know it's enough, that's just a Mayat Techol, but it's not Mavatul Labayis. Then there's no steering the Ram at all. The Ram says in Tumas Meis is exactly what he says in Hilchos Sukkah. The Ram says in Tumas Meis that in order to have Tumas Ritzutzah, you have to be Mavatul Labayis. How are you Mavatul Labayis? By leaving the offer and service there forever. Well, that's exactly what he says in Hilchos Sukkah, that if you want to be Mayit the Cholol of the Sukkah, you have to leave the Tevin of service there forever. But if you don't leave it there forever, even Stam is not enough. You have to, the Feirish, leave it there forever. We don't have to say the words, but you have to be leaving it there forever. And only then can you say that you turned the Tevin into a Galsul Shiris, and that's Mimai, the height of the Sukkah. Okay, I think that covers basically all the bases that we touched. Okay, I'm going to go on to the Sugya of Chutzim Yordan. A little bit of complicated Sugya, just to help the chat. I mean, all the Sugyas, Daftalad, the two very, this Daftalad, and Daf Zayin, later Daf Tes. Those are the three blessed that are like the heart of the first pair. And then you have later on Sugis that we'll get to your tests and tests and so on. But the Sugis that we're likely to be doing, these, well, maybe we'll skip a little bit that. We'll see next semester. But I'll compare them from the Sugis where we are right now. Zayin, in other words, don't be evil that we're spending a lot of time in Daf Dalet. Daf Dalet is a hard, every Sugi is a major Sugi. Daf Zayin is also going to be a hard Sugi. The hard, the important block, and then we're going to be daf test. Things in the middle, maybe we'll go faster. So anyway, the next sugi is Chutzim Yordan. You should do it in conjunction. Obviously, you do it in conjunction with the sugi in Erevin. The place is called. So that's the power of the sugi over here. And the one of the main midonim in the sugi is the relationship between this sugi and the sugi in Erevin.